If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
Over the weekend, the Louvre got robbed. The entire thing took 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Four minutes.
Imagine that. It was like a Netflix special. No, when I woke up and read the headline, I laughed. I like laughing because I was like, this is obviously an inside job.
Of course.
No two ways about it. But they took some very, very, very interesting pieces that belonged to Napoleon. And I don't know whether they're going to recover them or not. But it did get me thinking. Like, for example, in South Africa, there was a time where there was a Rolex gang.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if they still exist now. But if you are wearing a Rolex, you are going to get dispossessed.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing, by the way, is not just a South African thing. Go wear an expensive watch, even in London.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to say,
it's
Apple
going down.
Watches in London are a thing.
Apple
really?
Yeah, they steal Apple watches.
Yeah, boy. So it's crazy. I mean, generally, I've never been a jewelry kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
I did buy some expensive watches back in the day just because I wanted to know what it felt like, you know?
When people would say, I'm not wearing a watch, I'm wearing a timepiece.
And sometimes, I suppose, if you got formal wear, like if you're wearing a suit, then you do. Yeah. Jay-Z's got a line. It's like, the whole hood who wants you, you're starting to look like bread. When you look at what the economy is right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could be wearing a watch that's like $150,000.
Mm-hmm.
That is life-changing money.
For someone, yeah.
Yes. And so they will do anything to dispossess you of that.
Mm-hmm.
Earrings. Mm-hmm. Very, very, very expensive. You ladies, you go all out again. Are you a jewelry kind of person or no?
I've become a jewelry person because of television. So generally, I was that person who never would wear earrings, no rings, no nothing.
Yeah.
But because when you're on television, you're like, they tell you all the time, you must wear earrings, you must wear some form of jewelry. So you end up just being like, oh, okay, let me buy a piece here, a piece there. But I don't like expensive jewelry, maybe because I can't afford it.
Mm.
But I don't like expensive jewelry because ngiyalahla. Ngiyalahla.
As in you lose things.
Yeah. I'm always losing stuff.
So, I had to clarify because there's another term for life.
Oh, no. But we're talking about jewelry pieces. Come on now.
Okay. No, it's fine. I got to protect your dignity.
How about you?
So, Bali. So, there's some people, for example, that wear replicas.
Yeah.
They won't wear the original. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine. I'm not going to mention names.
Mm.
But there's a billionaire. He wears replicas.
But generally, his watches, isn't that what you're supposed to?
Yeah, his watches are not authentic at all.
Oh, wow.
So some people do that with their ring, for example. If your ring is expensive, it's got a big diamond.
Yeah. Mm.
I suppose you achieve the objective. People look at you and they go, okay. But then, what are your thoughts?
On replicas, I think I went jewelry shopping the other day because my husband forces me. I'm not a jewelry person. I'm an accessories person, not a jewelry person. So accessories like earrings, I love earrings. And then when we saw some rings and then the jeweler, I'm like, oh, this is too expensive. And then he was like, oh, you can just wear a replica. And I was just like, oh, is that a thing? Mm. He's like, yeah, if you don't want to wear the real thing, just wear the replica. But I was like, I just want simple things. Even my ring, I just want a plain gold band. Like, I love that kind of vibe. But even that, I was even saying to Comfort a bit earlier on that I found it difficult to even wear my engagement ring because I'm not used to wearing rings and stuff like that. So generally, I'm not a jewelry person, but I love accessories.
You know what I find interesting, right? The terminology changes. Depending on who and what you're dealing with, right? So if it's a rich person, it's a replica.
Mm.
If it's a poor person, gogi boom.
Of course.
Because that's what it is. You're wearing a fake, my G.
Yes.
Like, why does it matter, Juliet?
Because why are you wearing it anyways at the end of the day? Why?
I guess it maybe they like it.
I suppose. Then that means it's just to show off. It's not for yourself if it's not the real deal. Or is it?
Everything is to show off. Okay, so let me tell you the truth. Hey, guys, everything is to show off. People just don't like to admit this.
Really?
If you are happy, you just wear the thing for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Do you wear it when you're sitting at home? No. Where do you wear it? When you're going out?
But for yourself.
But also because you like the quality of it.
No, it's not. You don't wear it for yourself. You wear it to get affirmed by others, no. and then you feel good.
No.
Hey, guys, no. I'm telling you, no. wear your thing you, and then have nobody say anything about it, and then what are they going to say?
I'm unbothered. I'm unbothered. But here's the thing.
You guys though. Are not being honest, but it's fine.
No. Here's the thing, though, that I found very interesting about replicas or ibom.
Yeah.
It depends on who you are, because when you are wealthy, no one automatically assumes you're wearing a replica, a fake, or whatever.
Yeah.
The assumption is always, oh, you're wearing a Patek Philippe. Okay.
Yeah.
But let me come with a Patek. Like, ah!
It actually reminds me, not so long ago, we saw Umam Khize's bag.
Yes.
And that was also brought into the question because some were saying that it's not authentic.
Yes.
Yeah. And many people were like, how? But she has so much money. Why is she walking around with non-authentic bags?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, if I was into Mina, if I was into brands, just I'm not. But if I was, I'd wear my bomb all day.
Every day.
All day. I'd just wear my bomb. And then, even if you call me out, I'm like, yeah, so? You know I can afford the real thing.
You see, because you know you can afford like, the real so? Thing.
Why are we also okay? Why are we caring what people are wearing? It's so exhausting.
But we've digressed from the topic now.
Give us a shout, man. Honestly, jewelry, do you buy it? Do you wear it? What are your views?
Sizwan, talking about watches, check Kim Swati. Kim Swati wears expensive watches. His country is poor, but hey, that means he's got watches for days. But we now are parat.
Yebo.
My name is Kanye West saying, I never could see why people are rich, fake a facade that they couldn't keep up. With that being said, no jewelry for me. The only jewelry I wear is traditional stuff from my grandmother, which has passed on to me.
Ntunzi in Bryanston.
Yes, sir.
Yebo. Unjani?
Grand,
no, I'm grand. I'm a Carl and Carl.
Yeah, so you'd be surprised. I gang a Muslim.
Yeah,
and
yebo.
So abafaki original njoba dashes is earlier like your engagement ring or your diamond ring.
Mm-hmm.
Abafaki by siendlini kwi safe or kuma deposit box. Then bafaki bomb.
Straight.
On a daily. So when they're going my occasion in some family gatherings or weddings, then by don't take it by far. Our man there tango kiftana gold cool.
Yeah.
So now by far you on a daily. But fagi pomia corner. So you buy a Rolex but you'll have a replica of it. The original is a seven and then you pom with father on a daily because he has wuti. That's a bam. So
exactly. Yeah.
But faki pomo was with a man to grant. Go back a kumutus of booze. But to make was you out as a gapet. Who was a
booze?
So for it, hanging a man, it's easy for them to just go and buy pomo because they as well. Nobody's going to ask me if they need, they want to see the original and they come this. And I have kumutus of my list. But to most as you say, champile and the flu like a panoini.
That's funny. Thank you very much for that. Some tunes in Bryanston.
Hey, Mrs. One. Hey, minang tanda ma wash. Mara, since zingene la ma smartwatch, Aisham, I replace ama watch wam wong. Seng long, salang fagenje, smartwatch pera. Logo guni, I answer 7 days. I say la payang, so niti bye bye. Se wa mail.
A smartwatch is actually way more functional than any expensive watch. Facts.
I thought about this week, Uguchi. There's nothing fake. It's either it's a replica or it's a duplicate. So we need to stop calling things fake. It's not fake. It's a duplicate, a dupe, or a replica, and that's it. And then we keep moving. Me, I'm a huge fan of duplicates and replicas. In fact, even when it comes to perfumes, I will buy a Dior vanilla, and then I'll buy a dupe of it. The dupe I wear daily, and then the original I wear on special occasions and stuff like that. But majority of the time, you know, my clothes and shoes and everything is dupes and replica. I have both Nike from Nike store, and then I have a Nike from a replica of Nike. Nya makes a masala.
So tell me something. With duplicate perfumes, do they smell the same?
Apparently it is, what's the word I'm looking for? Inspired by.
Okay.
So it would be along the same notes.
Okay, and then they obviously don't last as long.
I don't know. I don't use.
Because if they smell the same and last as long, then you might as well buy the dupe, guys.
But I would assume it might not last as long because it's not the real thing. But I don't know. I honestly have no idea how it works.
Ngikhumbuza uTyrese njengoba anabo Charlamagne na ushaya ama diamond fake uyabatshela ukuthi yena akasathenga ama diamond original because helper yakhe ike yambathunela akasasibona isidingo sokubhaya ijewelry original. Mina esayidini lami if benginemali maybe ngabe nginama expensive watch ay 3 nyana nama gold chain a few nyana.
Yeah, when it comes to diamonds, diamonds are the worst. Because now you got synthetic diamonds. They can make this thing in the lab.
Yeah, but a synthetic diamond, doesn't it lose value quicker than a real one?
No. It's exactly the same. It's also a real diamond. You can't even tell the difference. So,
I mean, I'm shang a chain, a wedding ring, smartwatch, and that's it. Anything more than that for me just feels like extra baggage on me and, you know, I can't move freely. I don't do bracelets. I don't do extra rings. No earrings. Yeah. Just my Jesus piece. Wedding ring, smartwatch, anyabangen.
What's that bracelet that everybody's wearing now that's got clover leaves?
Oh, the Van Cleef.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes. Okay. Anyway, listen.
Yeah.
When it comes to earrings, I was having a conversation with a friend the other day talking about men and earrings, and he said there's a cutoff age for a man to wear earrings.
I can believe that. I never wore earrings at all, but yeah, I can believe that.
So if you met a man 45 wearing earrings, uzomjaja?
All the time. But it's not for me. It's your life. It's your ears, so it's your life and your lifestyle. But I might think we were not meant for men, if we're being honest.
Lumi topic, I love jewelry. I love watches. I love earrings. I love chains, necklaces, etc. Unfortunately, I cannot afford the most expensive things, but I would generally just stick to the most affordable brands. And if obviously earrings are not expensive, but I do love having earrings on. For me, if you don't have a watch on, there's something wrong with you. Buy a smart watch or have a normal watch, but have something. You always look lovely with the watch on.
You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.